President Donald Trump of the United States has taken a new step towards the aggravation of the trade war against the People's Republic of China on issuing a ban, effective on all U.S. enterprises, on the use of telecommunications systems and equipment manufactured by foreign companies that represent, a quote, a risk to the security of the United States, unquote. This ban is directly addressed against the powerful Chinese company Huawei, whose efficiency and good work have earned it the business of virtually all companies in need of communication services in the world, causing a serious breakdown of U.S. companies whose technologies are far behind those of the Chinese enterprise. In counterattacking, the White House declared a national emergency under the pretext that the foreign adversaries are increasingly exploiting the vulnerabilities in the infrastructure and services in the information and communication technologies of the U.S. companies. What this is all about is that Washington is trying to prevent Huawei from heading the 5G technology in the world. In fact, the Chinese company is technologically far ahead, and when it expands its operation, will most definitely lead the field in the whole planet Earth. The White House chief will beg his allies, especially the European Union, to join the boycott against the Chinese technological giant, which back in 2012 was designed by the U.S. Congress as a threat to U.S. national security. This because only the Chinese scientists have been more successful and smart than their U.S. counterparts. In fact, the United States has opened a dirty war against the Chinese technological giant in what is swiftly becoming a dangerous episode in the dirty Cold War by the United States. Ridiculous charges have been leveled against Huawei just because it has proven to be smarter and much more efficient than its best U.S. counterparts, who are retaliating with a dirty war of lies and innuendo. David Wong, a leading member of Huawei, has charged U.S. companies with starting a campaign of lies and innuendo against the Chinese firm because it is more efficient and successful than its U.S. counterparts. In Beijing, Zheng Zhuhang, a spokesman for the Chinese foreign ministry, denounced Washington's dirty war against Huawei because it has shown that it is much more efficient than the U.S. companies in the same field. Lamentably, justice and respect are fields in which Mr. Trump has not shown himself in any way proficient. With his intervention in this dispute, he's not showing himself as a respectable participant. And this, friends, has been Radio Havana Cuba's editorial comment for today. In Havana, I am Alberto de Perez.